Hello, everybody.
Everyone's going to love this
Everybody's
one.
Everybody's going to love this one. Well, this is Mia and
Alexia
and
Charlie.
And you're listening to 91.5 WFMN for Tufts Reform Radio. This is Matter of Fact, once again, back. Back this week with
really emotional music.
Yeah, very, very emotional. No, we have a pretty good theme today. I think it's for those who consume a lot of...
It's a lot more obvious than our other ones,
yeah,
let's just say
so? That. You think so? Okay, well, because I think it really depends on... Like, if you were exposed to these...
I think a lot of people were.
Through...
We'll get into that.
Through a specific...
You can't say anything.
Yeah, no.
We usually also spoil the theme with our conversations, and somehow people still don't guess. Guys, close reading, please.
Yes, yes. Make sure to, like, really, really hone in on tonight's theme. It's really fun. It's really fun. I think it's
our great. Instrumentals even match
yeah,
the theme.
Yeah, like, This one's way on theme. If y'all don't know what this one is, then...
Guys, don't start crying. Please.
Please, please. This is...
What's coming up next?
What's coming up next?
Some good stuff.
Coming up next, we got You Where I Want You by The Flies. Then I Want You to Want Me by Letters to Cleo.
Such
from,
a good
from the movie,
song.
From the movie 10 Things I Hate About You, which Charlie, you still have not seen.
I do own it, though.
I know.
You own it, but you
haven't
watch
seen
it.
I picked it up off the side of the street once.
It's really good.
Is it the right DVD?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting. Because sometimes they don't match. I bought a Pearl Jam's Black Album CD at a thrift shop in Miami once. Or, like, over winter break. And it had no CD in it. And I was dumb and did not open to check if it was there or not.
Over the summer, I stole a South Park VHS from a hotel that I was staying at, and I thought it was going to be so epic because it was an episode I really liked. Oh. And inside, it was a Shrek VHS.
Oh, that's even better.
I was like, a win is a win, I guess.
Look at this. A win is a win. That's so good. But yeah, after I Want You to Want Me, we will be back with our next talk break. So that'll be pretty great.
Guys, pay attention.
So pay attention. Listen closely. Call... At the end of the show,
you can call whenever you want to.
Yeah, honestly, call. We can chat. We can chat. It'll be fun. We're waiting for a guest also to come in. So
yes, our esteemed guest is on the way.
Yeah, she's on the way. So we'll see you guys soon.
What's your favorite
Well, hello, everybody. Our guest for the evening is here.
You can pull that over to you. Yeah.
There you go.
Talk into it right here.
I did it.
Awesome.
We have Luini back on.
Welcome.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. How are you? How's everything?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. It's about that time.
Yeah, yeah. But surviving, so that's good enough for me.
That's good. That's good to hear. I'm glad at least surviving is a... This was existing. I don't know, existing. But Alexa,
did you want to show us?
Did you want to show? Did you want to show Charlie something on air?
Yeah.
Let's, oh my god!
I want to hear.
Do we want the creepy song?
I saw it already.
Or is this a creepy song?
This is the.
I think it's a fitting song.
I think okay.
We're fine.
Okay.
It's just something I made for one of my classes, but I thought you would like it. Because you know what it is.
Yeah, Lamanai. Yeah. This is incredible.
Isn't
this
that
is so
insane?
Cool.
I got a little. Tell us what Charlie's
yeah, tell
looking
us, tell
at.
Us this, yes.
For one of my classes, I pretty much like made a book on Lamanai. It's an archaeological site that we went, Charlie and I, in Belize.
It means submerged crocodile, I believe.
I think it is.
Wow.
That's pretty.
It's a very interesting site because while many sites were abandoned in the Maya collapse,
yeah.
This site had a river with a spring, I think, that mm-hmm. allowed it to have fresh water and experience population growth when many other sites
wow.
were collapsing.
Fun fact.
Isn't this beautiful?
This is. What technique is this?
It's photolitho.
Yeah. That's,
so
that's
the nice thing was... I was planning to give you a couple of prints, but they didn't turn out good.
They did turn out good.
Don't lie.
I am not lying. I saw them with my own eyes yesterday. They looked really good.
She's lying.
Perfectionist.
This is so cool.
But you're going to have a couple of prints.
Oh, thank you.
They were supposed to be today, but I didn't make it.
That's so cool.
The unfortunate events.
I wish everyone listening could see.
Whoa,
this.
So much. What's up, Charlie?
I'm geeking.
Told bro we geek hard.
That's the only downside of printmaking with oil-based inks is that it takes probably like a week to solidly dry, and it sucks because I have a job at the print shop, right?
Yeah.
On Sundays, and part of my job is to go through the drying racks and put away dry prints, but most of them aren't dry.
Yeah.
So I have to like fully reorganize it so that everything, so like people can start keep stacking mm-hmm. on the drying racks, but it's just, it gets so overloaded. But yeah.
But it is fun to make them. I like it.
So they came
out great.
It is
very stressful.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Alexia, you were going to ask Luini something.
How did your essays go?
One for the class that you guys have in the morning and the second one for
yeah.
the class that we all have together.
Yeah.
Hitchcock class.
Hitchcock
yeah.
film.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of these movies,
this
too.
This is true.
Luini and I had the double feature every
right,
Monday.
Right, you guys had a with Tina Wasserman. Shout out to Tina Wasserman.
Shout out Tina the goat.
I actually really love her.
Yeah,
I
she's
love
really
her.
Cool.
She's really nice.
I think it's a very chill class, too.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You watch movies for homework.
Which is awesome.
I don't know what else can be better than that.
Yeah.
But the essay for my first class for the histories of film, too.
Uh-huh.
Two.
I just wrote on The Witch because I absolutely adore The Witch. And
oh,
we're going to see
watched
on the second.
The Witch?
We haven't watched it yet.
We're going to watch it in the next semester, but because I adore this movie, like, she let me write on it.
Oh, that's good.
I have seen it, like, 1,000
great
times.
Did you put it to a prompt, or did you just write about it?
No, I can't write about it for literally 80 pages.
Are you
going to
write it for your next essay, too?
For my next essay, it's going to be The Wailing, because I love The Wailing as well.
I haven't seen that. I've seen The Witch. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen The Wailing. When we watch that, I'm excited to watch that.
The Wailing is amazing. It's a great, like, it's even hard to describe because there's so many great moments in the film. Like, there, it's just such a memorable film.
Uh-huh.
It's a very long one. It's 3 hours.
Wow, yeah.
But every single minute is worth it. It's very good.
I think I can handle a long horror movie. Yeah. I think there are a lot of movies that I can't handle. But
have you seen Zodiac?
No.
It's probably around 2 hours and 45 minutes long.
I've seen it, but a long time ago. I don't remember much from
it.
But it is a classic, though.
It is a classic. I remember sitting and, like, standing up when the movie ended and, like, just... I don't know. It felt like forever, but at the same time, it felt so quick.
Yeah.
Which is why I like longer horror movies, because I think there's more time for the plot to develop and for it to become much more complex than... shorter horror movies.
I feel like it's more satisfying when the conclusion happens, because it's either like an "oh, I knew that was gonna happen" all along moment, or it like really surprises
Or like psychological thrillers. Like, we were just watching Severance, the TV show.
Oh, I started watching.
I finished the first season.
Oh, I didn't finish it.
No, we won't spoil it.
Yeah, spoilers.
I want to know what we can say.
Yeah, I think it's only like 3 or 4. I just started it.
So. Nothing.
Yeah. No, definitely watch it. I just rewatched it. And crazy.
Yes,
crazy.
I watched
the last
it for
couple episodes, especially.
But everybody listening should definitely watch Severance. Highly recommended. But what I wanted to say, I wasn't gonna spoil anything. I was gonna say that, I love psychological horror thriller shows, because there is a lot of time.
There's
to
a
develop,
lot more build up
to develop into like.
I don't
really
know
change
many.
Up and what?
I
don't know if it's like horror. Would you consider it horror?
I feel like that's a
would
newer genre.
Horror in that
of
I think
TV
I'd be
shows.
Scared if it was me.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, so
I think that classifies as horror.
Yeah, yeah, I guess there's like
some shows
sort of
like that.
Crime involved as well.
I
the closest show I would say would be Maniac.
Oh, true.
I don't think I've seen
the one with Severance, Emma Stone and Jonah Hill.
Yeah, Severance also kind of feels like Succession.
That's true. I mean, it's probably. Oh, wait, no.
But that's a comparison lots of people like to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, Succession is just real.
I think we're moving on to the next
song. Oh, we are moving on to the next song. I'm so sorry.
Guys, let's listen to the next song. Anyone else but you by the Moldy Peaches. Okay,
all right, we'll see you. We'll see you in a bit.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I'll kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
the pebbles, forgive me. The trees, forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3, DVD, rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
we both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
Don Quixote was a steel driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
squinched up your face and did a dance. Shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you. But you.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hello, gang.
Hello, everybody. Y'all were just talking about something very interesting.
yes. So we're all in a
right, and
film
this Hitchcock
class
film
together.
Class.
Luini and I are in another Histories of Film class in the morning, and there's this... At a liberal arts school, I feel like a lot of people... We have conversations about difficult topics like racism, homophobia, things like that, the patriarchy, and, you know, if I feel like there's a lot of moments where you need to understand what part of the conversation is yours to contribute to and where you actually need to let other people speak. Because in our Hitchcock class, we will have really important conversations about, like, being oppressed as a woman in society and what it's like to be under the patriarchy, and the professor will ask us questions about it, and then all of a sudden all of the men are hogging the conversation, and it's like, I understand that you have things to say, but also you need to let the femme people in the class that are raising their hands actually speak and not hog the conversation, because it's really not, it's not something that you've been through. I don't know. Yeah. It's something that I've noticed a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay to participate, but let us speak too.
Yeah.
Not speaking to the problems or whatever. But all right, I just wanted to mention that right before this talk break, we listened to You Never Can Tell by Chuck Berry. And then previous to that, me and Sebastian's theme from the La La Land original motion picture. Beautiful film. Right now we're going to be talking over Purple Rain a little bit, and then we'll have a chance to listen to the rest of it, just because it's such a long song, but we'll give a chance for it to play out.
Yeah. But what do you guys have to say about that topic?
I don't know. Well, I do know.
Yeah, you do know.
Like, speaking to, I just mentioned, like, what had happened in one of my art classes where somebody, like, was speaking to a community, and it's like, you actually aren't a part of that community, and you don't understand the struggles that that community has gone through because you are white.
And I think haven't, like, line.
Understood what those people go through. So I don't know. It's a
deep, I think making space deep. For the people that are in the class that genuinely have something to contribute because it's their life experience, let them talk first, and then
yeah,
and then, you know, have the people who still have opinions about it but are separated from it.
Yeah.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey,
I'm getting my show ready.
Yeah.
cool. I mean, like, to some extent, it's like, cool, thank you for listening, but let me talk.
Yeah.
Let me talk.
It's one thing if nobody's participating in the class. Yeah. It's like, understand. Yeah, keep talking, but, like, if everybody else wants to speak, you know, give us a chance. I feel like everybody just talks over each other in that class, too.
That is true.
Learn how to raise your hand.
Yeah, that's one little
thing. My classes always have the opposite problem.
Really?
Like, no one wants to talk.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever been in a class with yappers, though?
For sure.
Well, plus, you have a class with four people.
Yeah, and none of the people want to talk. It's a so you archaeological have to be the yapper. Theory seminar, so my brain is already fried. It's 3 hours long. My brain is fried 45 minutes in, I got to carry the class, because...
You gotta be the yapper.
The other two people in the class who showed up that day are feeling shy.
Luini and I are yappers in the morning, let me tell you that.
Well, also, I can imagine that y'all get a little bit tired by the afternoon class, no?
Yes, for sure.
No, I don't even get tired. I know that I speak too much.
No,
I love to... If I actually like the movie, I love to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if... When we get to the witch, and you're not gonna see it. I'm sorry.
I've seen it, but
yeah. Uh-huh. But when we get to the witch, I'm not gonna shut up about it, because I love the film. I love the director.
Right. As you're right.
Everything that he represents, I just love that man. So
yeah.
Same thing with the Wailing. But sometimes I'm like, okay, I already spoke like 80 times. So I'm
but if nobody else is raising their hand, it's okay.
No, yeah. If nobody, like, if she asks something and people take, like,
It's like pulling teeth to get a question answered. Yeah,
and then I'm gonna talk, but
yeah,
I try to control myself.
All right, guys. So we are gonna listen to the rest of Purple Rain right here on Matter of Fact on 91.5 WMFO. And coming up next, we got Tiny Dancer by Elton John, then Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart, and then we'll be back with our final talk break for the evening, where we will reveal our theme, where you guys will have the opportunity to call in and guess.
So. Please call in. Please call in.
Please call in and guess.
Please call in and
please
guess.
Stay tuned for the 10 o'clock show, yes. Minds, Under the School to Catch a Vibe. It'll be great.
It'll be wonderful. So stay tuned, everybody. If a fire starts in your home, you have just 2 minutes to escape. That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms, develop an escape plan, and practice that plan monthly. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. Seamstress for the band, pretty eye, pirate smile, you're merry music man, ballerina, you must have seen her. Dancing in the sand. Now she's in me, always with me. Tiny dancer in my hand. Jesus free. Tickets I forgot, turning back, she just laughs. The boulevard is not that bad. Piano man, he makes a stand in their auditorium. Time to dance. I guess we got a bit of a bootleg-ish version of the Star Wars main theme for this. I like it a lot. I was very confused as to why this happened, but I mean, it was a good surprise.
Guys, anyway, what's the phone number?
We have reached the end of our show, and you can now guess and call 855-915-9636. That's once again.
Slower.
855-915-9636.
Nice. It's so, also available on the WMFO.org website.
This is also very
click.
True.
Anyways, would you like to say your farewells before we get the millions of phone calls?
Before we get flooded with phone calls.
Yeah.
I will stay for the phone calls, but after that, I have to leave. I need to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am holding on straws right now.
You can.
But thank you for having me, everyone.
Oh, it's so good to have you.
I'm always willing to talk about movies, to be honest. It's like my favorite topic.
Yeah.
All right, guys. 955-915-9636. We know.
Please, you are there.
We know you are there.
Megan, go downstairs
so you can call. We're getting a call.
Okay, first call.
I wonder who it is.
Hello?
Hey, this is Ella.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Ella.
Hey, Charlie. I'm calling in from Austin, Texas right now.
Wow.
Awesome that you're listening.
Yeah, Charlie and I go way back. We did a field school together, like, back last summer in Belize.
Yeah, that's super. I know we've heard so many stories about it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I find it, like, I talk about Belize all the time. Like, I try not to be annoying, but it was, like, a very unique experience.
Ah, so wonderful to hear that.
Pick one memory to tell the people.
Oh, man.
If you can.
Yeah, I feel like that's tough, but, I mean, I feel like it was the small things, like cigarettes, that really made that trip.
Hey! Whoa!
Awesome. It was legal there to do that, by the way, so...
Definitely.
Not doing anything.
Yes.
Well, 100%. Do you have any guesses onto what the theme is, Ella?
The theme?
We won't tell you if you're right or wrong. Have you been listening?
Like a small amount.
Okay. Do you think it's enough for you to guess the theme?
It's okay. We have other people who
guess. Is it related to the music and discussions, or just the music?
Both.
Oh. Can I say, like, imagining a new world? Because, like, Star Wars is, like, creative. Y'all are talking about, like, making space for people, which, like, hasn't been the norm.
We will consider your guess after our next phone call, and then it will be revealed. So stay tuned to have the reveal.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for calling. It was great to hear from you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. New caller.
Next caller.
New caller. Come on, 855-915-9636.
Come on, guys.
Here we go.
We know who you are.
We know.
We know you are there.
We know you guys are there. Papi.
Megan and Pearl.
Hola, mami, papi, Eva. We know you guys are listening.
Megan and Pearl.
You guys can call in.
Megan and Pearl. It's so good.
Megan, it's Papi.
I want this record.
Sí, tremendo. Listen to this.
Funk mix.
All right, guys, call in. Call in while we listen to this.
Guys, this isn't funny anymore. You really need to call.
855-9. Oh, we got a call.
There it is. Hello?
Hello.
Hey!
Look who it is! It's El Gato!
He beat them to the punch.
Hey, papi! What's
How are
up?
You guys?
Good and you?
Good.
All good. Listening to songs.
Second call. Put them on hold.
I don't know if from movies that are from horror movies, from chick flicks. Or I don't know.
Okay. We will take it into consideration.
Definitely take that into consideration. Thank you, Papa.
Okay, we have another caller.
We do have another caller on. Papi, thank you. Te amo. Ciao.
That's so cute.
All right, other caller. Hello, other caller.
I think it hung up on them.
Oh, it did. Okay, other caller, call in.
Guys, call again.
Oh my God, it's ending.
Oh.
It's ending.
We are not going to let it go.
It's ending.
To white.
Charlie.
Fix it.
Charlie.
Guys.
Oh. There you go. Boom. Ooh. Ah, tremendo. Ooh, ooh, caller.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Guys, come on.
Hello. Who is this?
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
Who is this?
Wait, can you guys hear us?
Yes!
Oh, okay, good.
Maybe turn the music down just a little bit.
I will.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
State your names and occupations.
Okay. Megan, student. Pearl, professional housemate.
Nice.
And all right, guys. Do you guys have a guess for the theme?
Yeah. Okay. So it kind of threw. I was kind of thrown off by
the La La Land song.
Okay.
But my guess was going to be soundtracks to movies from the early, from the 2000s.
Okay.
Less specific?
Okay. Wait. Megan, you can't say anything because you know the theme.
I'm just giving them
hints. Megan, no hints. O sea, estamos en, o sea,
Megan
this
feels
is
bad because she was mean to me about how I was struggling to put the number in.
You did such a great job calling in, guys. You did so good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your guess. We will take it into consideration. How about we reveal it right now while you guys
Let's reveal it right now. Ready?
My second guess, I guess, if it's going to be less specific, it's just movie soundtrack.
All right. Drum roll. Luini, would you like to say it?
You're right.
Yeah?
Movies
and TV soundtracks.
Wow. I was really cooking trying to fit.
Yeah. I think people get
into concept.
It.
Movies as a concept.
Yeah. We love them.
We do. Well, thank you guys for calling in. See you guys at home in a bit.
Bye. Goodbye.
Peace out,
bye.
Y'all.
Yeah,
ciao.
We're so lonely without you.
Aww,
bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, yeah, that's that.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on. Thank you for revealing the theme. So great to have you. Stay tuned for Charlie's show. But right now, we're going to finish off the night with...
A classic.
With this banger. So... We will see you guys in a bit.
Bye.
Bye. Oh. This has been, matter of fact, with Mia and...
Alexia.
And...
Charlie.
And...
Marini.
And you are listening to 91.5 WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys for listening, for tuning in. Tune in again same time next week. See ya.
Bye.
Wake from your sleep. The drying of your tears. Today we escape. We escape. Pack and get dressed. For your father hears us before hell breaks loose. A song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill.